This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves in a little bit, but for right now, we've actually got a special guest to start the show out with, which means that if you're going to call in, you should have a question for that special guest, and then we'll open up the phones a little bit later on. Mark, who do we have joining us tonight?
Dan Sanchez. He's the managing editor of FEE. That's the Foundation for Economic Education, FEE.org. And he's been involved with antiwar.com, the anti-media. In fact, he worked with Jeffrey Tucker to bring the Mises Academy on board. Dan, I've heard your name in the past, but I've never had a chance to talk to you. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Hey, Dan, you're on here with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark, so good evening. And our toll-free number, by the way, is 855-450-FREE. I presume you're willing to take questions from anybody who has them. But what, we're talking about public schools here tonight?
Well, we're going to talk. I've got a complaint for Dan.
You mean government schools?
Government schools, yeah. And I just want to get it out here, Dan. So I've got an 8-year-old. I have we've been homeschooling him pretty much his whole life. He did go to a half-day private kindergarten at one point. Basically, you know, it's a Montessori, or excuse me, it's a Waldorf school, so they played with beeswax and made soup. But pretty much, this kid has never been educated formally. He reads well above his grade limit level. He's probably somewhere at or below his on math, still working on it, but from what I can tell, you don't have to do too awful lot to educate a kid. They seem to just gobble it up. You teach them how to use the internet, and they look for information. But for whatever reason, you know, it's not like we have a whole bunch of disposable income at our house. We have to pay property taxes of like $3,500 a year. About 80% of that in our town, 75-80% of that goes to a school to which my son has never attended. So essentially, the townspeople of my town are robbing my kid to send other people's kids to school.
That's right, and it's compounded by the fact that by sending those other kids to school, they're not even doing them any good. They're, in fact, doing them an act of harm, and so it kind of doubles the – I mean, it's rather than, you know, some kind of service that you're funding, I mean, it's more akin to the wars that we have to fund and the all the other depredations of liberty that we have to not only suffer but suffer funding.
When you say that it doesn't do those kids any good or actually does them harm, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, schools are essentially obedience training camps. They're really not about education. In fact, they're antithetical to education. The main result that they have on the student's psyche is to create an aversion to learning and to crush natural curiosity. Because like you intimated about your boy, that kids, not only is it easy to teach them, they teach themselves. Kids are interested in learning naturally, they from birth, from being toddlers, they are really eager to learn to do new things. They're eager to emulate the people that they see. They're eager to acquire new skills. I mean, we see that happening throughout their before school years. And it wouldn't just stop if we didn't send them to school as they reach school age. They would continue to want to teach themselves things that are useful to themselves. But what school does is it completely severs that connection between use and skills. What school does is it makes the skills that the students need to learn all about jumping through hoops, just basically for the purposes established by the teachers. And it's not about what the child wants to do, him or herself. And so, of course, his mind is not going to go to that. It's going to be an imposition. And nobody likes to be forced to do things. Mm-hmm. And so by constantly forcing them to adopt, to study things throughout years and years of their life, they end up just having an aversion to learning, such that after they graduate, they don't want anything to do with books afterwards. They often don't want anything to do with the world of ideas, because what they've learned is that all those things are drudgery, are forced drudgery.
I think that's true from like a macro perspective, but I bet there are a lot of teachers out there who kind of take that personal. Like, they feel like that they are, you know, caring towards their students, and that they do want to see, you know, what's best for them, and that they're just trying to help. I agree with you, you know, from a macro level, government education or
indoctrination. You have to go to school to find people that hate school, right?
Right. It does absolutely take the fun out of learning as a whole. But, I mean, everybody can point to teachers that they had a special relationship with that were the opposite of that, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about intentions necessarily. I'm talking about results. And so it's possible that some teachers do have the best. I mean, it's true that many teachers do have the best of intentions. But the whole framework, the whole project that they're involved with is just not suitable for children to learn to learn things. Herbert Spencer had a great monograph about how children learn, and it's all about natural consequences. It's all about the child's own consequences and seeking his own goals or her own ends, and that's how you naturally learn. And when it becomes imposed on you, you just don't learn that way.
I remember before, Dan, nice to meet you. This is Johnny Ray. I remember before school started, I used to, I got really excited about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought about some of the, as I got older and I got to choose some electives, it was almost like creating a character in a role-playing game. And I would get really jazzed about it. But there was something about school that just sucked all of the fun out of it. I lost all the enthusiasm within weeks of arriving at school.
At elementary school? Within weeks of arriving there?
My memory of elementary school isn't so good, but I'm thinking.
So I just remember playing with blocks and like going outside in kindergarten.
Things were pretty positive, the first few years, and then it becomes drudgery. And I think a lot of it has to do with sort of homework. And I think homework is a testimony to how bad school is. If you've got a kid for half of their waking hours, and then you have to send them home with work, you're bad at this.
That's right. I mean, basically what that does is instead of the teachers being sort of like substitutes for the parents end up being substitutes for the teachers.
Yeah.
Because the school basically just dominates the student's entire life. And so that even when the child is at home, like the chief relationship between the parent and the child then is basically the parents serve as a deputy for the teacher to enforce the assignments that they have to do at home. And what you said about sort of the original enthusiasm for the first day of school beforehand, you see that so many times. You see that with sort of before and after pictures of little kids have their backpack on and their school clothes, and they're excited because life has been an adventure to them so far. So they only assume that this is going to be another adventure, another, you know, opportunity to explore and to learn and to be free.
It looks so awesome when you watch Caillou on the TV.
Right, right.
Who's that?
It's a new cartoon.
And then they actually experience it. And sometimes it's like just after school the same day. And
one day at the government indoctrination day prison, middle class welfare day prison, and wham.
School is where they teach you to stand in line, I've heard.
Right.
Dan, I take it you can stick with us for more of this?
Sure.
All right, Dan Sanchez is with us from the Foundation for Economic Education. We'll continue, and of course we'll take your calls if you want to share your thoughts. Maybe you've got a question for Dan. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, right now, your call should be in relation to our guest. He's Dan Sanchez from the Foundation for Economic Education. We've got him here. We're talking about government school. A lot of people use the term public school, but I like the term government school because it has a specific negative connotation for sure. Like, government anything's going to be bad. And there's nothing inherently wrong with the idea of a publicly school, meaning that it's open to the public, people who are from the public who want to apply to send their kids there in a private marketplace should be free to do that. 7-Eleven is open to the public as well. But government school is fraught with problems. We're covering some of that here tonight. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Plus, I want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can go and download it for free over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.
It's a Bitcoin wallet.
That's correct, a Bitcoin wallet. And it holds more than just Bitcoin. It allows you to store multiple cryptocurrencies in there. They're always looking to add more. In fact, Monero is likely going to be added very soon, and we might tell you more about Monero later. But go to Jax.io. It's cross-platform. You can get it for your smartphone, and you can get it for your laptop if you have, say, Mac, if you've got Windows or Linux. So once again, Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit. He's also a Free Talk Live listener, and there's also Shapeshift integration built right in, and it's super easy to back up your wallet, and also very important to back up your wallet. That way, if something terrible happens to your phone or your laptop, you can just reinstall Jax, and there's your Bitcoin again. Because, again, Bitcoin's not stored on the device itself. The device only has keys that access your Bitcoin on the cloud. So go to Jax.io to get started with that, J-A-X-X.io. We're back with Dan Sanchez from the Foundation for Economic Education.
So, Dan, we were talking about school and what you were mostly saying, it seemed like, that the way it is designed these days tends to rob a lot of students of their will to learn. Now, I would wonder whether you have the same thoughts about private schools that you do about government schools. Dan, can you hear me?
Sorry about that.
Nope.
Yes.
Dan. There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good point that was made earlier about that, you know, it's government schools is a better word than public schools, and there are inherent problems with government that libertarians know all about that are just as applicable to schools as they are to any other institution. And so, yeah, private schools tend to have better results because they are private, because they don't have all the incentive problems with government. However, I do wonder if schooling itself is a natural place to learn. The whole notion of a school, it's sort of like a cloistered environment, sort of like a sheltered environment out of the real world. And the thing is that the real world is exactly where kids are going to spend the rest of their lives.
Yep.
And that's where they should be learning how to integrate with the real world. And that's the way childhood used to be. It used to be like a gradual integration into the adult world with, you know, people of all ages mixed together, not this age segregation, this rigid age, in this rigid way that we have with schools, that kids, by emulating kids who are just a little older than them and mm-hmm. adults, that they gradually learn more and more skills and gradually integrate into the adult world, and really this whole cloistering method just is antithetical to that.
Yeah, I tend to think that that although government schools are monopolies in the sense that you have to fund them, they're not monopolies in the sense that you have to send your kid there. So there's other types of schools, but I tend to think that they're what you would call a market maker. They set the pace in many ways for other schools to compete against them. Now they get beaten. You know, they're like they give themselves awards for being better than other government schools, but it's kind of like winning the Special Olympics and thinking it's the real Olympics. You know, I mean, the government schools are almost always, 99% of the time, the worst school in a given geographic area. I hear that some charter schools are now beating them out, which is a Herculean task. It's amazing. Only the government could mess up competition in that way too. But
meaning the charter schools are doing worse.
There are some charter schools, and they're being trumpeted to high heaven by the teachers unions. You can believe that.
Well, the charter schools are basically following rules set out by the government. They have to jump through their hoops in order to get the funding.
But you'll find very few schools that deviate from the, well, let's do 7 classes a day. We'll ring bells in between. The kids can go potty in between, and we'll have a lunch in the middle of the day. There'll be a couple of recesses.
Right. If it's funded by the government, you're not going to find anything outside of that
it's the
paradigm.
Same. Well, even if it's... Look, I went to a private school, right, Ian, that wasn't funded by the government, and they did the same thing.
Sure, but there are
they
some private schools
better.
That don't do that, like a
right.
Sudbury school.
A handful, and yeah. I haven't gotten there. I'm just trying to make the point that the chances are good if you're sending your kid to a school that school is cookie cutter, you know, same
institutional
thing. Yeah, institutional.
And that whole institutional thing with the ages that you were talking about, Dan, I think is really, you know, a good point. You can see it with animals, right? Like with you get a new puppy in the house, the older dog knows all the tricks. You can have the older dog model the tricks for the new dog and model good behavior for the new dog. And I wouldn't want to have a bunch of puppies running around together. That would be absolute hell.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about the bells, I mean, you think about the Pavlovian nature of it. I mean, it really is obedience training. It's like the lines. It's all about regimentation, and really, it's not. A lot of people think that schools indoctrinate the kids, but it's not so much indoctrination as it is conditioning.
What's
really
the difference?
It's about habit forming.
Indoctrination, I guess, would be more like inculcating
what to believe.
Yeah.
Well, standing up for the pledge and taking civics class.
And
there are only two parties.
Implanting certain historical facts.
Yeah. There's certainly an indoctrination aspect to it.
And then conditioning would be more like getting them to learn how to stand in line and stuff.
Yeah, or you turn off the lights and be quiet.
There is indoctrination, and it is pernicious, but because they're so incompetent at even, imparting the propaganda, that it doesn't necessarily stick. Some of the broad themes stick, but they don't really, they don't really retain much from the indoctrination. But what does stick is the conditioning. What does stick is the constant obedience training of just basically being unfree and basically always having to ask for permission for everything, always seeking approval from authority figures, and learning that success in life is about avoiding disapproval and seeking approval. And that has a much more profound effect than the indoctrination aspect.
Dan, can you stick with us? I've got at least a question. I'm sure these other guys do too.
Me too.
Certainly.
All right, more with Dan Sanchez. And if you've got a question for Dan, he's with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's with the Foundation for Economic Education, and you can get your question in there. Don't call on Skype because that's where we have him. So if you're calling on Skype, we're not going to comfort you there. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything, but that's going to be here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Dan Sanchez right now, you should be getting on the phone. He is with the Foundation for Economic Education, has been involved with anti-war as well and some other great organizations. But we're focusing on the educational aspects here tonight, specifically of government schools. And, of course, you can also join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. There's a special offer that we've been talking about here recently, Mark. It's not the reason we're having Dan on the show, but there's a free course that Fee is offering to Free Talk Live listeners called Economics in One Day. I presume you're familiar with that course, Dan.
Sorry, you got to turn my head.
I keep muting him for some reason. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, I helped write that one, actually.
Fantastic. Well, our listeners can go and get started in it for free over at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And we've heard a lot of good things so far, dozens of
stuff. I started it out, and I think it's great.
You told me dozens of our listeners so far have signed up for this, which is great. And again, no cost to do that at fee.org/FTL. You'll learn why entrepreneurship matters. So we've been talking about the failure, the just kind of abject failure of the government indoctrination system, these government schools. And there's a lot of reasons why they're just awful. But what is the solution? And, you know, do you have a favorite answer for parents who, let's say they feel stuck. Maybe they value the idea of getting their kids out of the government schools, but they feel like they're stuck. You know, they're paying these taxes. They're forced to pay taxes to send their kids to these schools, and they got to work to pay those taxes. So, like, how do you deal with that if you're a parent who feels overworked and you just feel like you can't have your child home at school, or that you can't afford to pay for private school in addition to paying for the government schools? That's got to be a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately the answer is freedom, and freedom for kids, sort of the buzzword that people are using, or a couple of different buzzwords, is unschooling and peaceful parenting. And I think that adopting those is basically adopting the principles of freedom that libertarians espouse for everyone, that it's by making sure that there's no authoritarian in domineering over a child's life, just as much as there's no authoritarian domineering over an adult's life. And
how do you do unschooling with a young child that parents both feel they have to work? You know, they're maybe just struggling to make ends meet, you know, trying to get the taxes paid, trying to pay for all the bills, and, you know, what it costs to live life. They feel like they have to keep working. How do you do that? I mean, do you have a practical solution for those folks?
Well, I mean, basically to cut expenses, cut expenses elsewhere, because there's nothing more important than the freedom and the extent to which your child thrives. I mean, that will, you know, pay dividends down the line for you and for your child, and you will find that it's worth it. So, I mean, you don't have to be rich to afford to, you know, spend the due amount of time with your child to make it work. I just think that a lot of people assume that, well, we have to have a certain amount of, you know, amenities, and so in order to do that, we have to send the kids to school. But a lot of that is just based on excuses that are just based on sort of assumptions of just how you do things.
Yeah, I can attest to that. So a lot of people also think that you've got to be some kind of expert in educating children. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I, we don't call it unschooling. There's, like you said, there's lots of buzzwords out there. We call it family-directed learning. But either way,
that doesn't sound as much fun. But okay.
Well, you know what? Fine. We like it, and that's the terminology we use. But for us, what we found is that, well, you know, maybe my wife doesn't work and doesn't bring that other paycheck in. And that can certainly, you know, be tough for some families, but she, you know, you also don't need a second car. You don't need all those necessarily. You don't need all those, work clothes. You don't need to, you know, the lunches out, the kids, the daycare. That's probably the single biggest part, because if you work, if both spouses work, then mm-hmm. somebody's got to take care of the kid between, 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock and all these.
Well, that's kind of the government school's job, right?
Well,
don't people basically send their kids to government school as daycare centers with the added bonus of maybe learning something?
Yeah, the government school might be 7 or 8 hours long. A work day when you take the kid to school, drop them off, get to work, mm-hmm. Then get out and then go pick them up and all that other stuff. I mean, and not to mention you're exhausted. You get to spend maybe an hour or two with your kid in the evening. Dad, probably less, and
your kids are exhausted too. I mean, getting up at what, 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning? School seems to start earlier and earlier. I mean, maybe it's the same as it's always been, but it just seems absolutely insane to have to get children up that early in the morning just to go to this 8-hour indoctrination. Go ahead.
I always feel so bad whenever I drive by bus stops early in the morning, and I just see these crestfallen children with these huge book bags just weighing them down. And, you know, they are at a time of their life where their minds are just sponges. They could be going out and having amazing learning experiences, just integrating into the world with the world. And they're just, you know, kind of morosely waiting for this yellow bus to pick them up so that they can file into this, you know, cinder block room and do clerical work all day. I mean, when you really kind of think about it objectively and don't assume that it's a natural part of life, it's really astounding. And you were saying something earlier about expertise, that you don't need to have expertise to teach your children at home. And if anything, actually, expertise can, assumed expertise can get in the way. Maria Montessori was famous for basically pointing out that a lot of the times the adults do more harm than good by trying to intervene with children as they're exploring with Montessori. It's these their manipulables and these activities that they have that adults generally do more harm than good by constantly intervening and constantly making it about them. And really, she advocated a laissez-faire approach of just let the children explore, let them follow their interests. Children like to grow and develop new skills, and if you constantly intervene and try to sort of manipulate with all these expert, you know, Socratic questioning and all this stuff, then it becomes about you, and it becomes dependent on you, and not and the child doesn't learn to guide her own learning.
I would, so, you know, having a Socratic father, my child has to deal with this on a relatively regular basis, but he gets around it. He has enough time to play around with things and work with stuff and, you know, do his things. And he just kind of, you know, he learns on his own when he's not getting things explained to him in some long oratory from his father. He's learning on his own. So, you know, in some cases, he takes little bits of what I learn and what I've told him, and you know, maybe he'll regurgitate them or whatever. But at some point, you can see he's getting tired of listening, and you just stop talking. That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, really, kids will ask questions, and that's the time to, you know, to shine with your knowledge. I mean, Rousseau was supposed to have had this, you know, really novel way of educating Emile in his classic book, and it was supposed to be you know, so progressive, but really it was just as manipulative as any sort of puritanical type of education. It's just manipulating with words and trying to constantly you know, outsmart the child into thinking the way you want him to think.
Dan, hold that thought. We're going to continue if you've got time for one more segment.
Yes.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us if you've got a question for Dan Sanchez from the Foundation for Economic Education. You may join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us if you've got a question for Dan Sanchez from the Foundation for Economic Education. He's with us here for this segment. After that, it'll be open phones, as it always is here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Dan. We've been talking about solutions. We first, you know, discussed the problems, and there are a lot of them, with government-run schools, this institutionalized indoctrination camp centers that we've all, well, most of us, had to go to as kids. And I like the idea of getting young people out of those schools and or never sending them to them in the first place.
Coercively funded.
Yeah, they're coercively funded. They're indoctrinating people to be obedient serfs, basically, and it's just it's tragic. But we were talking about some solutions for people, and Dan, you had suggested folks can cut back, cut back whatever their spending is in life and save whatever they need to bring their kids home and unschool them, which is generally a fairly low-cost thing to do in general. But what I was thinking was maybe having like a community of people together could help make that easier, and we see that up here in New Hampshire. With this influx of this migration of libertarians and voluntarists, peace-loving parents and folks like that coming up here to New Hampshire and forming groups, I know that there were some of them. Didn't they form some school out in Manchester, some kind of unschooling school?
They had some school.
Out in Manchester? I mean, I figured you might have known about it, Mark, because you're kind of plugged into the unschooling community.
Other than I know that they did it.
Right. So they were able to do that. So couldn't, you know, if enough unschoolers were together in one geographic area, couldn't they, you know, ease the burden of, let's say, have all the kids who are unschooled in one place, that way mom and dad can both go to work if they feel that they need to, and kind of move the classroom around and come up with different, unique possibilities that wouldn't otherwise be possible with just one set of parents doing unschooling, having multitudes of them. That way maybe some of them might be experts at different topics, so if the kids want to learn something from an expert, they could actually tap into people within the unschooling community. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yes, I mean, as the homeschooling and unschooling movement grows, that you'll have more opportunities for having these kinds of, group support. And, you know, kids learn from each other oftentimes better than they learn from adults. And especially they learn from kids who are just a little bit older than they are, because those kids have just very recently learned a lot of the things that the younger kids are starting to learn. And mm-hmm. so they know exactly the kinds of challenges. They know how to relate it to the younger child. And so there's just so much learning that can go on across age levels that way. And that way with, larger communities, then the parents can, watch several kids, like their own kids and their kids' friends, and supervise them as needed. But on the whole, just let them be. They'll have more fun. They'll be able to occupy each other.
It's my understanding they do this at the Sudbury School. I've known a couple folks who've actually been to those, where it's basically like an unschooling place that you can send your kids to, so you can go about your daily behavior, and your kids are at this school where they're mixed in with students of other ages, and they do teach one another different things. That's something that they value, I think, at that location. And the kids even, like, hire people or whatever. It's actually the students who make all the decisions for operating the school, which is kind of a cool concept. So I think more things like that would be possible if we actually get people who have a liberty mindset together in the same geographic area, and that's what we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire, which, by the way, also, and I forget who named it this, but I'm sure a quick Google search would reveal it. Hasn't New Hampshire been called, like, the number one place to raise a family, Mark?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so not only is it already a great place to raise a family, but with more libertarians moving here, it'll be even all that much better. If you think about it, if you've got a community of unschoolers or homeschoolers, they can also get active. And I've seen this happen in the State House, where some statist, some pro-government person will put together a bill that would negatively affect homeschooling in some way here in New Hampshire. And the homeschooling community pours out in numbers unlike I've ever seen. I've been to gun hearings, gun regulation hearings, and those bring a lot of people out. I've been to marijuana, cannabis decriminalization, and that brings a lot of people out. But I think the homeschoolers actually bring more people, because each pair of parents can bring their kids, right? So you got this avalanche of people who come out and say, no, we don't want these regulations. And they successfully, I feel like almost every time, successfully stop whatever the proposals are. Once you start getting more people together, you'd be able to turn things around. Now, it's my understanding there's not a lot of regulations on homeschool in New Hampshire, but there are some.
There's some just about everywhere.
So, if you get enough people here, you could flip it in the other direction, where state reps could propose repealing whatever regulations exist. And people are coming out in favor of that, too. So we'd like to encourage people to check out the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com. There's a lot of folks coming up for the Free State Project as well. So there's multiple liberty migrations of folks who are coming up here. I think that's really helpful.
Dan, I've heard this sort of laughable critique of the idea of people homeschooling and unschooling and that sort of thing. And one of the critiques is that this is being done by middle class, upper middle class, white educated people. Right. And so what they're doing is they're causing sort of a brain drain on the government school system. They're taking away students that would otherwise increase test scores, that would, cause other students to learn from them, and basically making government schools dumber by educating your own kid. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I don't even understand the argument.
Yeah, me either. I think it's that your child's mind belongs to the community.
Right. And so some aggregate number would go up if their child was still in the school, but the remaining children, like, they are not uplifted by this rise in an aggregate average number. So it's not even an argument, really.
Johnny Ray, do you have a question about the Foundation for Economic Education?
I did. Dan, I think it's a really wonderful coincidence to have you here today, because a couple weeks ago I asked Mark and Ian to join me in reading Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. And I believe Henry Hazlitt was one of the founders of the Foundation for Economic Education. And I wondered if you had any insights into the basic premise of the book. And we're just to the second chapter now. Ian just actually read it a few minutes ago.
Thanks for having me. Nice job.
Cram for the exam.
I assume you've read the book. Do you have any special insights on it? Did it affect you in a certain special way?
Oh, sure.
Since you work with Fee, do you feel like a special connection to history because Leonard Reed and Henry Hazlitt and the rest of those guys were sort of keeping libertarianism alive before the internet?
Definitely. I mean, Fee is 70 years old this year. And it emerged in some of the darkest days in American history. I mean, this was, you know, after the New Deal had run its course and after World War II. And so, you know, the warfare state was just at its peak, and hardly anyone was, like, classical liberalism was basically dead at that point. Just everybody was one kind of a statist or another, except for just a tiny remnant. And what Fee did was that it created a home for that remnant, and it created a vehicle for disseminating the ideas of this tradition, not only to make sure that the candle didn't die out, but so that it could someday, you know, become a wildfire. And I think that's what we're seeing happen today. I mean, so many amazing things came out of Fee, that Ludwig von Mises's great book, Human Action, was made possible by Fee.
Really?
At the time. So many people, Murray Rothbard was deeply influenced by Fee. We have this letter that he had actually written to Fee when he was very young, after he had discovered a pamphlet, and then in his own memoir, a pamphlet from Fee, and in his memoir he talked about that pamphlet and then being introduced to Fee as being his introduction into, like, the libertarian world. Like, he thought he was alone until then. And
well, it's great to have the Foundation for Economic Education on board with Free Talk Live.
We're glad to help in any way we can.
Dan, thanks for taking the time out of your evening tonight here to join us on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Appreciate it, man.
Happy to be with you.
Have a good night, Dan. If you want to jump on here, you, dear listener, may take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Venezuela news coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores allowed to eat. Yum! Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.